Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Julian Goldie here, and in this video, we're going to take a look at how you can create the ultimate SEO plan for a new website. Now, a lot of people tend to think of SEO as this just big and sometimes scary singular thing, but it's actually made up of several smaller elements. And if your SEO plan doesn't focus on these smaller elements, you're going to end up with an SEO strategy that isn't going to produce maximum profits. Luckily, this video will cover what these elements are and how you can create a complete SEO plan that takes everything into account. Now, of course, if you have even just a little bit of experience with SEO, you might think that you already have this stuff figured out. And you might even think you can go in all guns blazing without the need for a plan. Of course, that definitely could be true, but SEO is pretty complicated, even for me who does it day in, day out. Plus, even if you do have a good plan, there's a chance it might be ignoring some of the things we're going to cover in this video, especially the stuff in section 4. Because of this, no matter what your level of experience is, I really recommend you stick around and watch this video to the end. And odds are, you'll learn something new, and if you don't, you can always leave me an angry all caps message in the comments. So let's begin. So phase number one is doing keyword research. The first thing you want to focus on when creating an SEO plan is actually doing some keyword research. After all, the keywords you're going to focus on will impact a lot of the other stuff you're going to do later on. And there are many different ways you can find keywords for your campaigns. One really simple method is to use the auto suggest feature on Google. With this method, you're just going to type in a general keyword related to your niche. For instance, if we're in the fishing niche, we could just type in something like fishing tips for, and we're going to see a bunch of really useful suggestions. These are all good ideas. And so if you're using this approach, you might want to create a Google sheet where you can just note down these keywords. Of course, if you use this keyword generation method, you don't really have that much data. And what I mean is auto-suggest doesn't really give you search volume data, and it's also kind of hard to predict which keyword produces the best ROI. You can't really tell which keywords are the most competitive, which is actually really important and something we're going to touch on later. And because of this, you might want to consider using the Google Keyword Planner. This is a free tool from Google designed for people that want to run AdWords ads. And if you want to check out this tool for yourself, there's a link to it in the description. Now, even though it's designed for AdWords, it's actually really helpful for SEO because it provides keyword suggestions based on how people are using Google. For instance, if I just use the fishing tips for keyword we used earlier, you can see how this tool works. And as you can see, it throws out a bunch of keywords related to this initial keyword. All of these keywords are useful targets for someone that is looking to build a site in this niche. And on top of that, each suggestion comes with search volume data, as well as cost per click, also known as CPC data. And this CPC data is really helpful because it can help us figure out which keywords are going to be the most profitable. And just for clarification, generally the higher the CPC, the more profitable a certain keyword will be. Now, if you want to take your keyword research to the next level, you might also want to consider using something like Ahrefs. This is a paid SEO tool, and they have a lot of really good keyword data. If you want to check out this tool for yourself, here's a link to it in the description video. Now, when you enter a keyword into this tool, it'll provide you with a ton of information based on the keyword you've entered, such as search volume and CPC data. It also provides you with keyword ideas that are based on the initial keyword you typed in. Of course, that's all really cool. But the really interesting thing here is that Ahrefs will also provide you with something known as a keyword difficulty score. This is basically a score that helps you figure out how hard it's going to be to rank for a certain keyword. So the higher the score, the more difficult it will be. If you're dealing with a new site, you might just want to focus on keywords that don't have a very high keyword difficulty score. This could help you land some early wins, and then once your site begins to build some authority, you can think about focusing on keywords that have a higher difficulty rating. By the way, you can always take keywords you've discovered with the other methods we've mentioned here and put them into Ahrefs. And if you do that, you can then get data on these keywords as well. And this can then help you create a solid keyword strategy that draws data from multiple sources. Okay, so that's pretty much a quick insight into how you can do some keyword research. Next, we're going to look at how you can go about planning your content. By the way, if you're enjoying this video, please take a moment to like and subscribe on YouTube, because if you like our content, you're going to show the YouTube algorithm that our videos are worth watching. And in a world where there's a ton of crappy SEO content, this simple step can help us stamp out the low quality crap. Plus, if you become a subscriber, YouTube will let you know whenever we have a new video out. This will then make it easier for you to stay up to date with the latest and greatest SEO knowledge we have to offer. And if you want to crush SEO, I'd say this is the most important thing, right? Phase number two is planning out content. Right, so the next thing you're going to want to focus on here is actually planning out the content for your site. To be honest, once you've identified some worthwhile keywords for your site, planning out the content side of your website shouldn't actually be that hard. After all, your content strategy will mostly focus on the keywords you're going to go after. So once you've got your keywords, you really just need to create a content publishing schedule based on these keywords and then actually stick to the schedule. Now, keep in mind, sometimes your approach to link building can have a big impact on how you go about content creation. For example, suppose you're going to build links using the skyscraper method, something we'll touch on later. If you go down this route, you'll need to focus on creating an amazing piece of content that is worthy of links. This single piece of content might be very difficult to create, and it could then take a lot more time to create when compared to your other pieces of content. After all, your standard content that targets keywords might only take a couple of days to produce. This skyscraper content, though, might end up taking a couple of weeks. So if you're going to use a method like this, you need to factor this in, especially if you're dealing with limited resources when it comes to creating content. If you don't do this, you might end up falling behind your content schedule, which would be pretty tough, right? On top of that, if you're going to do something like resource page link building, you might need to create some content that doesn't actually focus on any of the keywords you're targeting. Again, if you're looking to target a certain number of keywords within a given time frame, this is something you should keep in mind. So because of the things we've just mentioned here, some people like to plan out content only after they've thought about how they're going to build links. And you might want to do this too, if you feel like it's a good approach for you. Now, ideally, you want to build links and publish content at the same time. After all, it'd be much easier for you to build links if your site has lots of content on a topic and you basically look like an authority. I mean, nobody wants to link out to a site that's just one or two articles on it. Of course, managing both of these things at the same time can be a little bit stressful. So if you're feeling a little squeezed here for time, you might want to consider hiring a writer. And if you do this, you can just give them the titles you've developed based on your keyword research, and then you can focus your valuable time on other things. By the way, if you'd like some advice on how you can outsource SEO content creation, check out this video of mine. It's called How to Outsource SEO Content and Stop Wasting Your Time Writing. Phase number three is planning out links. Once you've gotten your head around keywords and content, you then need to think about how you will build links. There are literally hundreds of ways you can build links to your own site. And everyone tends to have their own favorite method. By the way, if you have a favorite link building strategy, let me know in the comment section. Ideally, you don't want to be bouncing around in a position where, you know, you're going from one link building tactic to another every week or so. Instead, you might just want to identify and then go all in on one or two link building strategies that are a good fit for you. And if you focus on a couple of methods, you can then master them and increase your odds of building higher quality links and just basically get better at them every single week. Now, earlier we touched upon something known as the skyscraper method, and this is a tactic I love. In fact, it's one of the tactics I use for pretty much all of our clients. And it's great because using this approach, you can create content and build links at the same time. And this is really powerful because you're essentially using two different techniques to boost your traffic at the same time. It's win-win. I mean, you're creating content that will rank and attract visitors, and you're also building backlinks that will boost the overall traffic of your site. In fact, one of our clients managed to double their traffic at our link building agency in just 4 months using this strategy. By the way, we actually specialize in this approach, so if you'd like us to help you with this kind of thing, consider booking a free consultation call with us at juliangoldie.com. Anyway, as mentioned, the skyscraper method is just one of the link building options you can choose from. Whether you pick this method or another one, you just need to make sure you put some time aside each day and week to actually act on the strategy you've chosen. After all, the best method in the world won't count for much if you don't put the work in, right? Now, of course, when you're starting out a new site, getting your first couple of links can be a bit hard, as people might be a bit wary of linking to you. But you can't let this stop you, as you'll need to push through if you want to end up with a profitable site. Your site needs backlinks, and the only way to get them is to start putting things into action. Now, phase number four is about setting your site up for success. So finally, you want to make sure you're actually setting up your site properly and in the right way. And what does that actually mean? Well, you want to make sure that your site doesn't have any glaring user experience or technical issues that might hurt its performance and make it difficult to use. When it comes to user experience, there are a few things you need to pay attention to. For one, you need to make sure your website is mobile friendly. Lots of people access websites on a mobile device. And if your site isn't mobile friendly, you're going to be missing out on a lot of visitors. Plus, Google tends to index a mobile version of websites before it indexes the desktop version of a website. This basically means that you could experience much lower rankings if you don't have a mobile version of your website. Luckily, you can fix this issue relatively easily by just installing WordPress and using a mobile-friendly theme. It's that easy and usually free too. You also want to make sure your website doesn't take a long time to load. Fortunately, Google has a tool called Page Speed Insights. And if you provide that tool with your URL, it will analyze the speed of your site and it will then give you suggestions on how you can make things better. Now, if you want to check this tool out for yourself, there's a link to it in the description. You might also want to make sure you're using plugins that are designed to help with various SEO issues. For example, you might want to install a plugin that compresses images so that your website loads quickly. You might also want to install something like Yoast SEO so that you can properly optimize your content and its meta tags and meta titles. Lastly, you should make your site look appealing and professional. This might sound like a tiny little detail, but it's actually kind of important. After all, if your site doesn't look that good, people might not enjoy using it or linking to it. Plus, if your site doesn't look appealing, visitors might have doubts about actually reading the content of your site, as they might question how trustworthy the content actually is. Phase number 5 is monetization. Now, monetization is a bit of a tricky thing to talk about here because different types of sites require different approaches to monetization. Ideally, you should try to have a rough sense of how you're going to monetize your site very early on. This will help you then create a plan that moves you in the direction of actually being able to earn an income from your site. On top of that, knowing how you're going to monetize your site will also help you figure out which keywords you need to focus on in the long term. Now, in some cases, it'll be pretty obvious how you're going to monetize your site. For example, if you have an e-commerce site, you're most likely going to sell products. And if you're running a service business, you're going to sell your services, right? However, if you just have a general blog, you might not really know which path you should go down when it comes to monetization with SEO. And if you're in this boat, what you might want to look at is what your competitors are doing, okay? So you don't have to monetize your site in the same way as them, but you can use their methods as inspiration for your own site. Plus, something to keep in mind here is that you can always adjust your approach to monetization at any point. So, if you're not happy with one approach, there's really nothing stopping you from changing course. Right, so that's the end of this video. Hopefully, you should now have a strong understanding of how you can create a solid SEO plan for your new website. When you're just starting out with a new site, you might feel a little bit overwhelmed. After all, there's a lot of stuff we've covered in this video. It can all amount to a pretty massive to-do list. And if you're feeling this way, don't worry, slow down and just try to take things one step at a time. If you consistently focus on one thing at a time, you're going to be able to tick things off at a steady pace. And before you know it, you'll have a solid SEO plan that will help you build a hugely profitable site. If you enjoyed this video, please remember to like and subscribe. And if you like our video, it'll help us reach more people. Plus, if you become a subscriber, it'll be much easier for you to find some of our other videos where I do deep dives on some of the topics I touched on today. For example, some of my videos just focus purely on link building on YouTube. And if you become a subscriber, it'll be really easy for you to find this kind of content. So thanks for watching.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.